Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Number 200, who was it? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's still June 3rd, 2015. Happy Hump Day Wednesday to everybody in the Everyday Saturday community. Isn't that a riot, Hump Day? Oh, my God. I haven't said that. Seriously, I don't think I've said that in 9 years. I would never say that because when Everyday Saturday, there is no Hump Day, but it's Wednesday, I think. The only reason I know it's Wednesday for sure is it's my kids, as I mentioned on the previous episode, it's my kids' last day of school today. And I had it circled on the calendar, you know, all stars around there. It's all we've been talking about. Certainly all my kids have been talking about for the last week. Wednesday, last day. So I know it's Wednesday. Other than that, I'm not quite sure I would ever know. And maybe you know that feeling. You're like, what day is it today? And then you're like, you seriously got to think of what I do. Monday Night Football last night. I go to church. And you're trying to think of like, I don't even know what day it is. The number 200 rating came in overnight. I want to thank everybody for all the love all over the interwebs for the Everyday Saturday podcast, the longest-running motivational show on iTunes. And if you haven't left a 5-star rating, please stop what you're doing right now. I really don't care what you're doing right now. If you're at the movies, if you're at work, if you're performing surgery right now, leave the OR, get to iTunes, and find the Everyday Saturday podcast like you always do and leave a 5-star rating for the show. Email came in overnight, and it's by a gentleman named Greg Clark. Says, Sam, thank you 1,000 times. Thank you for the message you have. I'm a newish listener, but have gone back through many of your podcasts already. I just wrote a review and gave you 5 stars. It still said 199 reviews when I wrote mine, so I think I was number 200. I hope our paths get to cross in person someday. I know it would be fascinating and educational encounter. I don't know. I think you give me a lot of credit there, Greg, but I appreciate that. All the best to you and your family, Greg. Greg, as far as I'm concerned, buddy, you were number 200 because you're right. Now we're over 200, and you sent the email. So, autographed book, No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday, on its way to you, my friend. And I really appreciate you listening. Of course, I appreciate all the great listeners of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Autograph copy of the book on the way, Greg. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Let's make sure we cover some great content today. And what are we going to talk about? Well, yesterday I talked about flying first class, and I got a message back. Got a lot of listeners that listen. How do I know that? Because I get emails, and I get Twitters and tweets and all that good stuff. And I was talking, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the email in front of me, because I'm not adept enough to have two email windows open at the same time. Gentleman says, Sam, and I'm just paraphrasing, Sam, I loved your analogy between coach and first class. However, you know, when you said you wouldn't pay the extra to fly first class internationally because it could be another $8,000 more or whatever, I really want you to reconsider that because you could make that up on the back end selling, you know, from the platform. You know, in so many terms. And let me address it. It's a great question. If I'm concerned, here was the gist of my podcast yesterday about flying first class. Cause I flew first class to Vancouver, LA, and I've been doing it now all of 2015 and towards the end of all last year. I don't even look at it anymore. I just click yes because I just know that I'll do well from the platform selling, and it's worth it for me to get the sky priority and not have to go through TSA and those long lines and get there early and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So here's why I wouldn't always do it 100% of the time. I'm not saying I would never do it. I'm just saying I would look first. Why? Well, let me just explain this scenario. The pain of dropping $8,000 more for a ticket in first class going from Cincinnati to London or Cincinnati to Sydney, both a couple places I've flown to in the past, is not, and sometimes Australia is like 15 grand more first class. So the pain of dropping another, let's just call it 8 grand, all right, to sit first class on an international flight is not worth the pleasure derived for me for that entire way. Because I flew to London over Thanksgiving last year when I spoke in London, and the plane was, there was hardly anybody on the plane. I sat next to a gentleman from Ireland, really nice guy, and he was going London to Ireland, and I was going London, and I was going there to speak. And then we both looked around, like he and I are, you know, cuddled up next to each other, two seats on the window there. And then you got the big old aisle, it's one of these jumbo jets, and you got another couple seats on the other side. And then they shut the doors of the cabin, and we look around, I'm like, there's nobody here. He goes, yeah. I said, hey, nothing, you know, nothing personal, Ian, or whatever his name was. I'm out of here. I'm going back like three seats. I got the whole plane to myself, you know, spread out, lay down, whatever. That's the same as first class. There's no difference except even the drinks are free on international flights. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. So there ain't no difference. So I've had way too many of those experiences. Here's what I would never do, okay? Unless it was the last minute or I had a really good reason, I would never sit in the middle seat of an international flight. No way, no how. That's one thing I'll tell you I'd never do. I flew to Sydney 4 years ago, and there was and that flight was actually full, but I was in the aisle seat. I don't mind sitting on the aisle. I really don't. Not for an international flight, not for 8 grand. You know what I mean? But there's this kid who's from New Orleans sat in the middle seat, and I just kept looking. I'm like, dude, he wasn't big, thank God. You know, I was like, oh my God, you know, I get that big person sitting next to you in the middle seat, and you're on a 14-hour flight from L.A. You know, I'd gone Buffalo, Atlanta, Atlanta to L.A., L.A. to Sydney. I'm like, no way, my God, if the big guy comes in, takes up all the space, I'm out. I'm going to sit in the men's room the whole time. So the only way, and that's the pleasure, pain, principle. And that's anything in life, is the pain of moving forward greater or less than going back. For example, it's equated to leaving my job, leaving your job. For me, the pain of leaving my job was less than the pain of potentially failing. The pain of staying where I was as an employee was so much greater than the pain I experienced moving out of that position that it was a no-brainer. So I got a kick out of that email because the gentleman uses great logic. He says, hey, Sam, there's no, look, if you can fly first class domestically, why wouldn't you fly first class internationally? And it's simple. I can answer that because my daughter's braces cost 8 grand, and I'm going to go write a check to the orthodontist, and I'm going to give up the legroom in first class for an 8-hour flight to Paris or London or wherever I'm going. I really don't mind, you know. Now, look, if the difference is 2 grand, I'm all over it. But I've got my line. I wonder where your line is. You fly much? You travel much? Where do you draw the line flying coach first class? Because I'm kind of curious. I know what mine is, and I'm pretty, you know, passionate about that. I'm not a world traveler. I don't travel, you know, I'm not a million miler, but I travel enough to know that I've got my line. It's probably a couple grand difference between domestic and first class, but it's the whole thing. I've been living this ever since I became an entrepreneur. It's not just travel. It's what I'm willing to put up with. What are you willing to put up with? What's your pain threshold? Everybody has some. Yeah, look, you're telling me that if a first class ticket was $30,000, you'd still spend it? No. Look, everybody's got a threshold. And what about leaving your job? You know, at what point are you going to say the regret of living somebody else's dream, the regret of not going after mine, the regret of not changing generations in my family is not as strong right now as the security of the paycheck? But at some point, the pain of that regret that you know you're going to feel, it's going to overtake that security of the paycheck. I promise you it will. And those of you that don't have momentum right now necessarily in the movement you're trying to create and the brand that you're trying to create, it's only because you're taking a real casual approach to it. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you just haven't put a sense of urgency to your dream. It's really that simple. Because I was talking to somebody else in L.A., as I mentioned in the podcast earlier to this one, I gave some great advice in the lobby and people were hanging out. I thought it was a really good conversation I had with a gentleman named Omid. And the other piece of advice that I would give people is that you're just not urgent enough. I was telling somebody, "Go, well, I haven't had success. We just haven't laid down the gauntlet." Look, when you're ready to go broke and you're ready to lose everything, that's when you're going to have the biggest breakthroughs in your life. When you've got the savings account, the 401k, the pension, and the house is paid for or all your bills are paid for 6 months, when that 6 months runs out, that's when you're going to realize success, because then you're going to let the fire under your ass and say, oh, wow, I got to get going now. The savings ran out. Oh, uh-oh, you know, how'd that happen? Oh, that's when you're going to have success. So quit being comfortable. Quit just taking a laissez-faire approach to life and get after it, man. Light the fire. And thank you, though, to the other gentleman whose email I don't have about the question, what's your, you know, why not just spend more in first class internationally? Well, that's why. I got, my wife just got out of braces because hers was Axel Cosmetic. She's going to lose her teeth. So there's braces there. That's $6,000. She was only in them a year. Madeline was $8,000. Laura's coming back with braces to the tune of $8,000, I hope. So there's $20,000. There's my first class ticket to Sydney. Anyway, I hope you have a first class ticket to Saturday, baby. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.